As Congress wrote checks to pay for hurricane relief this month, one of the bills they passed included a provision that loosens the strings on many government contracts. One Bush administration official working to make that change was David Safavian. He has since resigned, enmeshed in the scandal involving Washington lobbyist Jack Abramoff. NPR's Peter Overby has that story.
In early September, David Safavian was among the top political appointees at the White House Office of Management and Budget. He set procurement policy for the federal government. With official Washington scurrying to respond to Hurricane Katrina, the Bush administration asked Congress for one bill appropriating disaster aid money, and then quickly a second bill. Included in that second measure was a provision making it easier for government procurement officers to spend money quickly. Normally, federal contracts below $2,500 don't have to be competitively bid. It's called micro-purchasing. In an emergency, such as President Bush declared for Katrina, the threshold for micro-purchasing goes up to $25,000. But now, thanks to the new law, a micro-purchase, no competitive bidding required, is anything less than $250,000. The administration sent Congress the second bill with the new contracting rules on September 7th. That same day, Office of Management and Budget officials briefed staff members of the House Appropriations Committee. Rob Neighbors is the committee's Democratic staff director.
Part of this discussion was what they described as a good government provision that they were requesting be included in the appropriations bill, which they defer to the procurement chief to describe.
The procurement chief being David Safavian. As Safavian described the provision, Neighbors said staffers of both parties realized what it would do. Not only would it dramatically boost the amount of money going into no-bid contracts, but it would also exempt these contracts from long-standing mandates, set-asides for veterans, for minorities, for small business, plus the standard government preference for buying American. Some lawmakers are asking if that's sound policy when contracts ought to be encouraged for local businesses trying to get back on their feet. And there are other concerns. Christopher Eukins is a government procurement specialist and professor at the George Washington University Law School. He says that in years of procurement work, he's never seen anything like this.
This is essentially a lawless system where you have none of the traditional safeguards for any contract up to $250,000 if it's related to Katrina relief.
But Congress passed the bill in 2 days. In the House, no amendments were allowed. Again, Rob Neighbors of the House Appropriations Committee, Democratic staff.
The only way that you could really get at this micro-purchase threshold language was to take down the bill, to vote against the bill.
Something that almost no one in Congress wanted to do. Just 11 House members voted no. But the new threshold surprised a lot of people, even government contractors. Larry Allen is Executive Vice President of the Coalition for Government Procurement.
There has been a desire to raise the $2,500 limit. Generally speaking, industry groups such as mine are proponents of changing it, but I don't think anyone really anticipated a change of this magnitude.
After the bill passed, Safavian wrote a memo on enforcing the new rule. It was issued on Tuesday, the 13th. That Friday, Safavian abruptly resigned. The same day, an FBI agent swore an affidavit alleging that Safavian had lied to investigators about a golfing trip he took to Scotland with lobbyist Jack Abramoff, Congressman Bob Ney, and some others. The FBI arrested Safavian the following Monday. Abramoff had advertised himself to clients as someone who had contacts in the highest levels of Congress and the Bush administration. Safavian's lawyer says the charges against him are trumped up because the case is such political dynamite. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.